Another important part of survival is taking care of yourself, both physically and mentally. So for today's sabiduría, we turn to the boxing ring. Sammy Vasquez, the Who Can Mexican, is the welterweight champion for the National and International Boxing Associations. He's also a veteran with two tours of duty in Iraq. Here's Vasquez now on how his experiences on the battlefield find their way into the ring.
Hasn't quite figured out what he's in against at this point.
Vasquez very relaxed in there. See, just letting his punches flow.
My name is Sammy, the Who Can Mexican Vasquez Jr. I started boxing when I was 9 years old. I used to get bullied. And I told my dad, he asked me if I wanted to start boxing, and I said, yeah. You need to get to a place that would just keep you sane, you know? And then the boxing gym was always that place for me. My grandfather's from Sonora, Mexico, and I take a lot of pride in our Mexican heritage. You know, yeah, I'm white as they come, and I don't speak Spanish, but it still, derives in me. You know what I mean? It's in my blood. I joined the military in 2003, December 1st of 2003. I did two tours to Iraq, 2005 and 2006, Camp Habaniya, Iraq. And then I also did 2008, 2009 at Taji, Iraq. You know, I was a young kid, my first deployment, 19 years old. You're there for a year and you're going through them experiences like that. You grow up really fast. I've got blown up a couple times. I got knocked unconscious one time. But besides that, I haven't, bullets just missed me, So I got lucky in those aspects. But you've been blown up, you've been blown up. When I say I've been blown up, I mean there was an IED on the side of the road, which is an improvised explosive device, which is a bomb. It blown up next to my Humvee. I mean, it's just a bomb, basically, blown up right on the side of your car. I mean, it crushes your ears. I mean, you have a ringing for days. You have a headache. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty intense. Boxing it gets me away. It puts me in a place that, I just enjoy. And I don't have to think about anything else. But boxing and hitting a bag, and which is why I set up a gym in Iraq, because that was my space. When I walked through there, it just took me out of Iraq. When you go to war, you don't know. You wake up every day not knowing if it's your last day or not. You know what I mean? Because you could be gone like that. But in a boxing ring, I'm thankful to even be able to do my dream, and I know that I'm going to walk out of this ring.